It was my wife's birthday recently, and my little 1¾-year-old son said to her cheerily, "Happy birthday, Mum." Okay, yes, I had been working on it with him, but that little thing made her day and mine. Little things matter in a world where the big things can be so daunting. I was uplifted this past week by people saying encouraging things to me at times, by email or when I've been out and about on my marathon walks around town. Yet it was also a hard week when things were not always easy or encouraging, and like many of us at times, I felt stress. Maybe we should hold on a bit more to those wee encouraging words or moments that we get, or other little signs of hope, and let them carry us through difficult times. For in practice, many of us focus on the negatives that hurt and let the positives we have shade into the background. In my walks around Banff and surrounding areas, I've again been struck by how many wonderful sights we have, from the links and seaside to lovely harbours, wonderful countryside, historic buildings like Duff House or Old Kirks or castles, magnificent sports clubs like Duff House Royal and others. It reminds me when I first attended a community council meeting in Macduff Town Hall some years ago. It was in the upstairs meeting room, and I was gobsmacked at the wonderful, beautiful sunset view over the scenic harbour. It was honestly one of the best meeting rooms I've been in around the UK. Maybe it's time we appreciate once again more of what we have and not be too depressed by the negatives we face. If lockdown has shown more people can work from home, maybe there's more scope in the future for Banff and Macduff areas to become places to live and work, helped by our quality of life. And more generally, maybe we should, in amidst all the stress, appreciate the little things we have, appreciate what we have, and get perspective. Maybe the little things matter more than the big ones. Jesus pointed to the wonders of nature and suggested we worry too much. Let nature around us give us a perspective. There's a great old hymn called Count Your Blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, value what you have, including, especially, the little ones.